At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada.
You can shop Saks.com for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch.
Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Do you struggle trying to reach those corner lashes when applying mascara? L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara catches every lash for corner-to-corner volume.
Your sister has been using this, right?
She loves it, yes. They sent me some, and I gave it to my sister and my nieces. And actually, I looked at, I saw my niece the other day and was like, your eyelashes, is that the new mascara? She's like, yes, look at them. They were like fanned out. I mean, this is a great product.
You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Want to see life in panorama with fully fanned out lashes? Now you can with L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara that creates corner-to-corner panoramic lash volume.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo we love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the wonderful and hilarious Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, hello, Ben Delunius.
How's it going?
It's going great today, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. This is a new season of Below Deck Mediterranean.
I know, and we have all sorts of wacky accents, and by wacky, I mean...
Terrible.
Everything sounds wacky. Like, we're going to make them wacky. They're normal accents for the parts of the world that everyone is from. But for us, we're going to distort them because... Not intentionally. It's just the way our attempts at accents work out, unfortunately.
Yeah, so basically anybody new, we always have to start a new season of Below Deck with this. We do really stupid accents. Like, we try to sound like them. It usually takes us 5 weeks, yeah. I would say 4 or 5 weeks to even get close. And by then, it's not even their real accent. It's just whatever we've decided to run with. So today is just going to be a hodgepodge. Because one thing I will say, this show not only has a new boat, they also have a lot of new accents, which I have never heard. Like, I was trying to like press pause and practice, and I was like, get a life. So it's got a lot of newness going on. So just bear with us as we get into it.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, as a student of Love Island UK, which is so good, I'm like, I feel like I'm constantly hearing these accents, and I'm excited to finally put them to use. But what happens is I watch the show, and then I like pause the show, and I'm like, let me try out that accent, because I've just heard like Natasha say something like, I want to get coffee. So I hear her do it, and then I imitate it perfectly. I'm like, I have her accent down. And then, you know, then it's the next day and it's time to podcast, and I'm like, "What? I don't know, Natasha, I'm Steve." And I'm like, "What happened?" I have to find my ways in, and until I find my way in, I'm just sounding like, you know, crazy clown.
Well, I have to thank Below Deck Med, because you see them trying to make an effort to make something different, you know, because I guess my one complaint about Below Deck is like, how many toilets can you watch be cleaned? Like, it's the same thing over and over. It's like, who's fucking, who's, you know, now clean, and now let's scream about fucking, let's clean some more. So they're trying, you know, we've got a boat that's new. It's like this new modern, I saw it described as an IKEA boat, which I think is very apt. Like, it's this like just kind of super modern, weird looking boat. We've got almost a whole new cast. Malia is gone. And when they said Malta, I like had a moment of like post-traumatic stress where I was like, why does Malia get her own title card? But then it was Malta. So she's gone. Bye, bitch. And then we've got who else? We've got Z coming back, who's great, you know.
We love Z.
And Sandy, of course, is back. But otherwise, it seems like they're different. Now, the storylines are still the same. It's like the chef and the chief stew, which is an old classic, you know. And
but you know what's fun about this one is that we have like our we have a bossy but lazy bosun, which I really enjoy. Like, I think this is like, I think Reagan is gonna be really hilarious to watch, because as we did our trailer preview, she looks like she's in witness protection, which would explain why she's like a bad bosun, because they probably created some sort of resume for her where it's like, well, just say that you're a bosun, and then she somehow got recruited onto this show. She's like,
I'm a bosun. I can do this. It's no problem. I know what I'm doing.
And she just bosses around, but she doesn't actually do anything, which is funny to me. So I think that's adding a different vibe.
Yeah, the witness protection wig. And it's not really a wig, but it looks like a wig. Like, she's dyed it. But yeah, it is very like 80s movie. It's like Steve Martin befriends a hooker, but then he finds out that she's like really a redhead, you know, who's going to college or something.
Well, it's like almost identical to the Pretty Woman wig. Like, when in Pretty Woman, where Vivian first shows up, she's in almost a wig that looks just like that.
Okay, so let's start off, everybody. So, Grand Harbor Marina, Malia. Sandy walks the deck and just, you know, kind of talking to herself, like, well, you know, here we are with the deck. Oh, hi, deck. Hugs to the deck. Oh, okay, I'm going to get on my knees, hug the deck. You're back. So she tells us about Malta.
Malta, she's like, beautiful, and she's talking about it. Malta, by the way, is probably, I'm assuming it's where Sheena was hoping to get married at one point, because the capital city is Valletta. Madison Marie Parks, Valletta.
They're like, ma'am, this is a what's that burger place that serves malts? Damn it, I'm already losing. I quit this recap. Bye, I'm leaving.
So we learn
Shake
more about
Shack. Shake Shack. I want a Malta. It's my dream.
Malta. I just want to go to Malta. So
Sandy's like, you know, this place has got so many influences here. Arabic, Italian, Spanish, you know, like, we all have influences. Captain Sandy Island is hugs, types of winds, and I gave you this chance. You better not fuck it up and make me look stupid.
Okay. Yeah, you know, Arabic, Italian, Spanish influences. Also, Popeye movie influence. That's right.
Popeye was filmed here. That's right.
Popeye was filmed here. Now it's a tourist attraction at Malta. Popeye,
which I believe influence. Came out the same year as Panda Express. That's neither here nor there.
I like to relate most facts to Panda Express, if possible. So Sandy says that Malta is a little piece of paradise that hasn't been discovered by the super yacht industry yet. I'm like, is that because all the parking spots are 3 feet wide? Maybe that's why. You know, if you have bad parking, people don't go.
You know what else hasn't been discovered by the super yacht industry? Panda Fresh Express. Greens. Because the parking spaces are too small to try and get us to all buy fucking tiny little cars. Okay, little battery powered cars.
Was this marina designed by Trader Joe's? I mean, why why are the parking spots so narrow in Malta?
They really are. They're torturous.
Like, we noticed it when we did the trailer breakthrough, but then Sandy's even like, later on, she's like, yeah, they won't even make them wide for us. We just have to slide in there.
Yeah, I like bitchy Malta. They're like, figure it out. But I can't get out. It's too tight. Figure it out.
You want to park next to Popeye? Then you figure out how to park next to Popeye.
You know who never complained? Popeye. Not one complaint.
You know what you need to do to get out of parking spot, tight parking spot? You need some olive oil. Get it.
He needs me. That's olive oil song, everybody. If you haven't seen Popeye, rent it.
By the way, I'm looking this up because now I'm like paranoid that like I'm just spreading misinformation about the Popeye set being an actual No, it is. It is Popeye Village, Malta. Yep, it's open. Well,
while you're there, do not Google when Panda Express came about, because that was just made up.
Also, people get married there, which I think is hilarious. I mean, I think it's like totally beautiful, but could you imagine being like, we had the most beautiful wedding? It was gorgeous. It was at Popeye Village.
Oh, So Natasha is first, the chief stew, and she's one of those like, I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be a nice chief stew, which is hilarious because, you know, this is all going to blow up in her face at some point. Or she's going to have a nervous breakdown. And she's like, I'm a lead by example kind of a girl, which sounds so cringe. I know. Like, yeah, it kind of does.
Yeah. And she goes, I've been in Yachtin for almost 10 years now. And then we see a picture of her. holding up an iPad to like four girls. Like there's like, she has like, she's having a meeting where she's holding up an iPad and pointing to it. She's like, here I was teaching people about tablets. What an exciting day for me.
Well, look, you know what? I'm going to show you some papers and it's going to have your crew on it. And you need to pick who you want to be your second. That's a test, okay? Now, I know it's not a pop quiz if I tell you it's a test, but I'm testing you. Okay, so there's five men and three women, which means there's going to be a co-ed bunk, okay? And listen, don't worry out there. I see everybody on their little Twitters. It's okay with management, okay? So we're good there. Okay. Also, Hannah's fired. So I hope that's going to be okay with you.
Also, our new bosun has requested no photos, please. No photos whatsoever. And if you want to know about her life prior to 2017, she has no answers.
What is that? Oh, the new book is she's in because she's witness protection. Witness protection. Sorry. That took a minute.
It's okay.
She is going to try and play the dice with you. Just don't fall for it. She'll get you every time.
She does have an exemption to wear a trench coat and smoke cigarettes.
She's the only one allowed on the staff who's going to be wearing big giant sunglasses the whole time with a fake nose and a mustache attached.
If she says to you something like, someday Billy, we're going to make it to Mexico, just play with it. Just go along with it.
Natasha's like, oh, Dave, I just worked with Dave. Dave, you're incredibly lucky to have Dave. What an incredible chef, David. And she's like fawning all over Dave. And Captain Sandy's like, uh-oh. I've just sensed pheromones. I've just sensed them. They're going. My pheromone alarm's going off. Oh, might be the wind. I'll be back. Go look for your room.
I think it's the wind. Okay. So then, yeah, she goes to her cabin. And my first note was, oh, the cabins are kind of chic because it was like really bright down there. Everything was white. It looked almost like roomy. And so at first I was like, oh, that's kind of chic because I have to tell you something. I have some thoughts about this boat. So right now I'm thinking, okay. So then
it's
then
we cute have at first. It definitely first. Needs a stylist. It but does. Like the rooms are kind of nice, you know, I guess.
It's they're big. It needs some styling because it's like a mod. I'll just get into it right now. It's like it's like a modern boat, you know. And so I appreciate that they're saying, you know, we don't have to have all these like hideous details that all these other yachts have. You know, it's going to be sleek. It's going to be like stainless steel, like, you know, chrome and glass, etc. But the actual rooms themselves are not well designed. They're not modern looking. They look like they're from like 1999 or something.
It's super weird because they look like a set was dropped into a boat. Did you notice that the like the windows of the boat, like the curve of the boat is a curved wall, but then there's square boxes that are the rooms kind of dropped into that. Super weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
Also, the furniture, like the 80s Ruthless People set furniture. It's like all like the black bright leather. Pink and, oh, I can't. Like I the can't. Main Go salon. Back to Robert Goulet. Go back to the Robert Goulet boats, you know? Yeah,
like the main salon felt small and had like that. It reminded me of an Airbnb. Like there was like in Palm Springs, there's an Airbnb that I like to use. And all their furniture is like this black pleather and it like sticks to you. And it's like
God, you're such a whore. Jeez.
No, but it's like
your own Airbnb in Palm Springs with pleather, so you could just wipe it down. Benjamin.
Well, no, that's why they have it. So that way it's like, you know, it makes cleanup easier, right? And you know. But like it's not attractive though. But it's like trying to be chic, but it's not attractive. And yeah. I think that's what this is.
Well, then we get some detective music from like an early 90s. And it's Reagan, the bosun, the undercover bosun.
Yeah, spelled Reagan. And Sandy's like, oh, you know, it's always nice to have women on deck. She's like, thanks. Thank you for having me. It's such a great opportunity. Thank you so much. What are you? Thank you for having me on here, Captain Sandy. I'm from West Yorkshire.
No, she's from Essex. Essex. Isn't she the one from Essex?
You're right. She's from Essex. It was the other one from West Yorkshire. From Essex? From Essex?
So Captain's like, wow, a woman. You know, it would be great to have Malia back, but she's on another vessel and America officially threatened to burn us down if we hired her for another season. So this time I'm giving a season to another female. And, you know, I was given this opportunity, you know, as a woman to be on a boat. So I want to pay it forward. I was like, okay, Haley Joel, okay? Like, get someone who can lift a suitcase. For Christ's sake.
Yeah, because Reagan definitely brings, like, you know, like with the chief stews, there's often this thing of like, now that I've worked myself up the chief stew, I don't have to do laundry because I work my way up. So I delegate laundry. But with the bosuns, it always feels like bosuns and everyone on deck is still sort of rolling up their sleeves. Like that's the vibe of the bosun. But I think Reagan's very much like, I worked myself up here so I don't have to pick up suits that are too heavy for me.
Then the chef tells us, just did a tour with Natasha. She's cool. I get on with it like her hair's on fire. Her smile's unreal too, so yeah. I'm trying to dig myself out of a hole here, aren't I? I'm charming and hot. Ah, charming and hot. I don't trust this chef. He's too hot. His body is way too good to be a good chef. I'm sorry, yeah. But I watched the Food Network and Top Chef. No true good chef has ever had a body like this. I don't trust you. You're going to food poison somebody. Yeah. Salmonella is in your future on this boat.
He's not tasting his food. So then Natasha's like, I'm going to go scare him. So then she like hides behind the kitchen island and he walks in and she's like, and he's like, oh, and I was like, good one. Good. Good one, Natasha.
And then she just keeps kind of like circling him in the kitchen, like, ha 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 ha, you bosun, you bosun, are you bosun, are you bosun? He's like, what? Bosun, you know, bosun. All right, well, if you need anything, just let me know if you need anything. Get out, go clean something. Fuck out of here.
So Dave, he meets Sandy and she's like, oh, well, you know what? She sang your praise. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, she's pretty good too. And he starts talking about, by the way,
I'm sorry, but there's this like long awkward pause because she's trying to get, like, she's not stupid, you know? She's like, so you work together? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we work together. Yeah. Sing your praises. Oh, yep. She's great. And then there's just this really long pause while she looks at him like, you're boning. You're boning, aren't you? Her lady parts are hugging your penis. I approve of hugs. Do it at nap time. Okay.
One thing that I thought was really funny about this premiere episode was the way that they would wedge in exposition out of nowhere. Like people would say things like, you know, now that someone would be like, can you make an espresso martini? Be like, I'll make an espresso martini. You know, one thing growing up, we had no money. So I had to often figure out what to pour, what sort of beverages to drink. And that's why I love doing this, because there's so many beverages I can drink on a yacht. Like everything was like that. Every single thing was like here's a random thing on the boat that's going to somehow relate to the fact that I was penniless as a child. Like, I'm just saying this now to keep an eye out for it in the rest of the recap, because it cracked me up just how clunky it was every single time.
So he's like, yeah, I've worked on yachts for 8 years. I've worked on yachts before I opened my restaurant in the south of France. Super proud of it, but difficult to make a success out of it. I was like, you know what's going to help? Leaving it for 3 months to film the show, sir.
Yeah. And he's like, because Captain Sandy's like, wow, you didn't bring your gold medal or something like that. And he's like, yeah, so I won British Ski Championships, climbed Mount Everest. I've cheated death so many times as a joke. I'm like, well, just what I want to hear on a boat in the middle of the ocean. Oh, there's someone here who death is coming after them. Thanks.
Yeah, what we need, a Final Destination character cooking for us.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't even see that bleach drop into the soup. So then Jason, who's kind of like the hippie guy, he's from Indiana. He's got like a man bun. He's really tall. He's got like kind of a cartoon like a beard, you know, like that Homer Simpson shading. I'm not sure if he's like
neck beard.
Coloring in the beard, or I'm not sure what's really going on with this guy, but that's first
impressions. He looks like Joel Edgerton. I think I was trying to remember that on the preview, but Joel Edgerton is who he reminds me of.
Okay. So Jason, I don't know who that is. Who is that? Joel Edgerton.
He was the one, if you look him up, he's been in stuff.
No, and I won't. So Jason, I refuse to.
It's not going to be exciting when you see him. You're like, oh, that guy. It's not like people are like, oh, yes. It's just, that's an actor.
Okay. So he's like looking for the bosun, and Reagan's like, that's me. And he's like, that's you? She's like, yeah. He's like, wow, great. So then we see Natalia.
So she is, I think, Australian. She's the second stew, and she's like, she sees Natasha, and she's like, is this my sister? Is this my twin? Oh my God, Nick. So yeah, we have Natalia and Natasha.
I mean, you're two skinny brunette girls who like flat iron your hair. Okay. Let's not go too crazy here.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh my God, sisters. I was like, oh my God, this is how blonde people feel every day. You know?
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Hungry Root is the easiest way to eat healthy. They send you fresh, high-quality groceries, simple recipes, and essential supplements. It's like your personal assistant for healthy living.
So you take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your personal health goals, what you like to eat, and more. And then they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week and give you a delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to use.
Each order is fully customizable, so you can take their suggestions or choose anything you want. We love this place. It's like, I like eating this, this, and this. I'm a vegetarian, eat some fish sometimes. They send you all these groceries that all fit into exactly what you like.
Yeah, I have an issue with snacking in that I always want to snack, but I often snack on things that aren't always as good for me. And it was really great to get all sorts of healthy, nutritious snacks from Hungry Root. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Watch What Crappens listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life.
Just go to hungryroot.com/crappens to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies.
That's hungryroot.com/crappens. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
So the gay guy. Oh, so then we get Kyle the gay, and his big first scene is not being able to lift his suitcase up.
It's a common theme stairs. On this show.
I was like, thanks guys, thanks for giving us a gay and making him be the one who can't lift a suitcase. Thanks.
He's like, can't be looking this goddamn good and carrying this big ass bag. So he's struggling. And so then Reagan's inside talking to Jason, and she's like, I've been in your inn for 12 years. And then Jason's like, is that a Canadian accent?
She's like, nah, Essex, but I lived in Turkey. And he's like, she tells us, I was born in Essex, and I moved from England to Turkey when I was 12 because my parents kept finding dolls in the attic with their arms ripped out. But being in Turkey, I calmed down a bit because obviously I'm a Muslim country, and, you know, when I'm in Essex, I'm a loud person, but whatever, whenever I feel I think is out there now, you know, unless it's like a baby doll or something, then I tend to just turn my head and walk out the back door. And that's why I'm in yachting.
Turns out Essex isn't the only way.
So,
great story.
And I love the photos of her childhood. It's like her in this little like blossom hat and like little hat with the brim upturned. But she's in this like strange fabric. It's just all their childhood photos are so bizarre.
Yeah, I know, because they look like they're from like 1970, right? But they're all really young. They're
from 1907. I mean, it's just like...
They're just drawn. They're just drawn. They're bringing cave... They're like showing pictures of like cave drawings.
It's like Victorian cartoons. So, so then Kyle, the gay, comes on and he's like, hello? What? This is happening. This is happening. Oh my God, Natasha? Wait, one more look. Let me hug you. Wait, one more look. Oh God. Oh God, taking you all in. I was like... I feel like I've met this guy a million times. Like, between this guy and the guest who comes on, I've met these two, these two types, so many times at parties here in LA.
What is happening? Yes, it's me. Said you, gorgeous.
Like, he's definitely going there. So, of course, the lady's like, oh my God, the guy, we're gonna have be a dream team. And he goes, it's all happening. It's all happening, girl.
She does like, there's so much on this show already that speaks to me, Valletta. It's all happening. Like, what happens next?
So then Captain Sandy calls Z, who's still not there. And she's like, so good to see your face, Z. You played me patty cake today. He's like, just finished a round, Captain.
Have you tried Rochambeau? It's really great. Or as I like to call it, Rochamboat.
I love that Captain Sandy makes everybody on the boat sound like a personal favor from her. Like every single person, she's like, wow, you know, I saw a lot of growth and potential in Z. So to be able to bring him back, to watch him flourish, that will be a gift from me to you, to him, which will be a gift to everybody. Everyone's going to be nicer to each other because of what I've done here today.
I know. She really does. She really does act like that. So Z and his friend Storm, not to be confused with Kyle Richards' dog Storm, are in quarantine until the next day. But the problem is that the charters is we're picking up charter guests tomorrow morning. So it's going to be rough.
Yeah. And spoiler alert, they're terrible. Natalia and Natasha, they're like going over beds and she's like, all right, someone has to share. All right. Someone on this crew has to share. And Natasha's like, you know, the chef, Dave, he's got to share with somebody. You know, could it be somebody else? No, must be Dave. Has to be Dave. And yeah. Natalia's like, well, I hate sharing with boys because the boys smell. Ew. She's like, well, I can go anywhere. So, oh, Dave, you choose your cabin yet? Why don't you go up there? It looks like we're roomies, Dave. And they're all looking at her like, girl, you're obviously fucking this guy. Like, yeah. You're not even trying to be subtle. You know, she's like unbuttoning her top button. Like,
yeah,
she's like a finger in her mouth. Let's go over beds with Dave.
I know. She's like, even the offer to anyone else to have a co-ed cabin is so insincere. She's like, does anyone else here want a co-ed cabin? They went, no, okay, I'll do it. I'll do it with Dave. Dave, we're cabins now. Cabins. We did it.
So she tells us, I'd rather know, Dave. We're bats. It's better when he's sharing with someone I didn't know. Maybe I don't get along with them. And then she smiles. I wrote that sentence out phonetically, if you're wondering where that came
from. I was going to say, like, your accent became really good right there. So then Kyle's like, oh, so you're sharing a cabin. No one told me about husbands and wives on the bit yet. A shared cabin experience, huh? Kyle reminds me of someone. I feel like if I were at a pool party with Kyle, he would push a girl into the pool and then she'd be like, oh my God, I had my phone on me. And then he'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm saying that because I've seen that happen a few times. And I'm like, Kyle would be that type.
So then we see Dave and Natasha unpacking in their room and he's got like a wooden spoon because he's a chef, you know, but he's pulling it out and she goes,
what's that? Is that your spanking tool?
This is not going to end well. I cannot wait to see how this ends.
I love that he just carries a wooden spoon around. He's like, you never know when you might have to make soup. So, like, oh, man. We're shipwrecked on this island, but at least we can stir things.
Well, don't you feel like all these people are van life people? That's what I've learned in the past. That's what I've learned in the past 3 years of Below Deck, that like 80% of these people are van life people, right? So I think you just have your wooden spoon and with your toothbrush. It's just natural. Your underwear, which is with your bow tie.
I feel like half the people on reality TV are van life people. So now it's time to have a welcome meeting in the main salon, in this modern main salon that's the size of a shoebox. Okay, well, guys, welcome to Motor Yacht Home. Yeah, if the name is Home, you're not home. It's called Motor Yacht Home. And it's a hybrid, which means, I guess, it's half yacht, half home. Okay, there we go.
It's the Prius of boats. Sounds luxurious, doesn't it? Okay, now listen, I like to run a boat where we help each other. I'm there for you, okay? Now, I have a floor thing. I don't want to see dirty floors, okay? Or hate comments or sexual harassment. I won't tolerate that, okay? If you fall in love, that's not sexual harassment, right? Now, if you fall in love, but the other person doesn't fall in love, that could be sexual harassment. If you use hate speech to torture them, sexual harassment. Hugs, not sexual harassment, unless they're on dirty floors. No dirty floor hugs. That's hate speech and sexual harassment combined, which is double bad, okay?
The hierarchy as a reminder. Dirty floors, the worst. Hate speech, also the worst, but not as bad as dirty floors. And sexual harassment, very bad, but not as bad as the other two. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so now the best part that Ronnie and Ben wait for every single season. Let's get to it. I want to introduce our chief officer, Ray, and our engineer, Carlos. Sorry their names don't rhyme this season, but at least one of them looks like Telly Savalas. So keep your panties on, ladies. Okay.
Just want to say that one of them looks like Telly Savalas, and one of them looks like he just spent 3 days without sleeping, listening to nothing but The Clash. So welcome on board.
Okay, Ray, give us a turn, Ray. There you go. Smack that booty, Ray. Okay, that wasn't sexual harassment, but it was on the line. You'll learn, Ray. You'll learn.
It was on a clean floor, so it sort of, it was borderline, but the clean floor helped push it over into the it's okay zone.
Watch out for Ray is what I'm saying, okay?
You know, it's been a while since I've had new department heads. I mean, how can they handle the pressure? Can they lead? Can they clean floors? I mean, you're in charge of lives. You're in charge of hospitality. There's no room for error, okay?
She's so dramatic. You're in charge of lives. You're in charge of hospitality. I was like, wow, that was quite a jump there.
Lives first, then hospitality. You're not only are in charge of keeping people alive, you got to make sure the spoon is on the table when it's time.
We don't only deliver food here. We deliver babies. Am I right, team? They're like, what the hell? Okay, you're all welcome. Because I know you were all about to thank me one by one for changing your lives. Okay.
So they all get to work. And Jason immediately is like hauling all the heavy stuff. And Reagan's like, you got to put that away. You got to do that now. Put that there.
And like, she just goes to vape. Like, she's getting the hammer at it for sure, where she's just like, do this, do that, and then she vapes. I really like the part, I don't think I mentioned it, but earlier, when she's like, oh, I'm from here, then I went to Turkey. And she goes, so where are you from? And he goes, Indiana. And she goes, oh, yeah, right. Right. That explains it all.
I've never been to Indiana. Never, ever, ever. Not even through the years of 1996 to 2016. Never went there. Never saw anything I shouldn't have seen.
So now we go to a stew meeting, and Natasha's like, you'll find that I'm not one of the tag and shift stews that's over it. I'm not going to yell in your face or something like that, like one of them haggard ex. I was like, are you coming for Kate and Hannah right now? Because you will pay for that.
Man. I kind of felt that way. I felt like that's what it was. She's like, I've worked on boats right up to 107 meters, and I've had 10 stews beneath me, and and in the past I've worked for people who screamed and sweared at me, and I don't like to surround myself with negativity. Because when my mom and dad got divorced when I was 6, I was a bit of a peacemaker. I was like, see, there it is right now. She's just talking about working on a boat, and she's like, I don't need to have negativity because mom and dad, we didn't have money and they would yell and I'd be the peacemaker and then throw yogurt at each other and I'd duck and I'd say, stop wasting the yogurt. So that's why I'm a nice chief stew.
And then she tells them, I like to think of myself as an approachable person. And they're like, oh God, what a wuss. Like, can't wait to run her over.
Yeah. Well, so she says that since Kyle and Natalia are both very experienced, that she doesn't want to do a ranking system. They can just sort of be equal. And Kyle's like, yeah, honestly, because I feel like I deserve my rank going on 4 years now of Chief Stew. So we can be a joint second. And he's like laughing, but you know it's not a joke.
Yeah, because I don't think you're supposed to just say, no rank, okay? Let's just disregard, you know, centuries of tradition. okay? Mm-hmm. There's no rank. I said, I don't like rank. Guess what? There's ranks for a reason. You don't just get to go in somewhere and be like, I don't like ranks. Let's not do that.
Yeah, and on top of that, like, they're looking for someone to put on their CV, and now they can't say, oh, I was second stew on this boat on TV.
Yeah, I think Below Deck is doing that thing where no one will come on it anymore except actory types who've maybe done this once, because this boat almost sinks, by the way. Okay, so Kyle's like, yeah, I'm a service bitch from the get-go. Extreme personality, extreme service. Oh, I have exactly 18 cousins I grew up with. I have to stand out like, hello, can you hear me? What about if I wear leopard print and smile and wink in a picture? Now do you notice me? Swan! I love you. It's like, oh my god, girl.
I love that he says, I have exactly 18 cousins I grew up with. Like, as opposed to, I have approximately 18. But, like, there's someone who is, like, we're not sure. He's like, it's just an arm. It's like a severed arm. We're not sure this counts as a person at all.
I've always called Elmo the goldfish my cousin, but I don't really know if he is. It's just how I am. Extreme!
I'm so extreme! Because as a child, we didn't have money, and I had 18 cousins, and we lived in the same room, and I had to stand out some way.
Provisions. God, I love provisions. So, Kyle's like, oh, God, this is the most meat I've ever handled. Didn't mean it that way.
So then Jason, now it's time for Jason to give us his backstory. He's like, yeah, I've only been on sailboats, not motor yachts. So he's one of those. And he's like, most people's perceptions of me are incorrect. You know, I'm from Indiana. I went to a small school called Purdue. I'm like, it's a known school.
So far. Yeah. And so far, I'm correct.
Yeah. By the way, correct. Because I worked in commodities. So and then like I sold all my stuff and I flew overseas and started painting my nails and I grew my hair out on a bet. It's like, maybe I wouldn't have immediately jumped all those things, but nothing is surprising.
Yeah, I'm like not surprised. He's like, yeah, it's ridiculous, as you can see. I'm a wild card. No, you're just some like aging dude who wants to be interesting, so you painted your nails. Okay? Yeah.
Good luck at the Jack Johnson concert. So so now it's time for a preference sheet meeting. And we got Billy Rodriguez and his fiance, Chris Figueroa, and they want to have a Japanese themed evening and have a local drag performer. And guess what? We made it pretty far into the episode without me saying it, but now it's time. I want all the water toys, all the toys, all the time.
Yeah. Well, just real important for y'all to know, he met his fiance in Japan. It's like, wow, that's fascinating. We need to make these pref sheets shorter, okay? Stop writing. Okay, I don't give a fuck where you met your husband. I don't care.
Yeah, this is not Playbill, okay? I do not need to know every single credit in your life. Then I like this with the toys. Captain Tandy goes, but guess what? The slide's held up in customs, which I just... I know it just means that there's a box somewhere that needs to be approved, but I'm just imagining a slide like holding up an entire line of people at the airport trying to get its passport stamped. Like, sir, what are you doing in Malta? I'm a slide. I need to be attached to a yacht.
Sir, you had over 8 ounces of liquid in your package. Sorry.
No one likes me, not even customs.
So, Dave reads his part, and he's like, a lot of seafood, lobster, beets. They don't like beets. They say they taste like dirt. Can't beat a root. And Captain's like, that's funny. Okay, you know what? I'm going to have Ray with you. And then Carlos is going to be on the bow to get off the dock because we're short people. Luckily, Telly Savalas counts for two people because, God, does that star shine bright.
Hey, Ray and Carlos, this is your captain speaking. You're going to have to be on deck. Also, hey, did you hear about the one about the beet? Can't beat a vegetable. God, it's funny, right?
Good, think about good. It. That is good. Okay, you know what? Having only two deckhands is very, very bad. It's a safety issue. You know, the deck needs that support. Okay, so why are you taking off? I'm confused. Because I feel like Sandy would normally be like, nope, not going to do it. You know, I saved my boat from pirates in Iraq. So I will not be doing this with less than 4 deckhands.
Yeah, seriously. So then Sandy starts micromanaging Reagan a little bit because Reagan is, oh no, I'm sorry, to Jason, because Jason's cleaning something and she's like, oh, hey, can I show you something, how to mop? Just go really fast. Go really fast. Okay, this is my passive aggressive way of saying you're going slow, huh? Huh, man bun? And then it just cuts to Reagan smoking out by the pier again.
Yep. So the captain's working, you know, and Natalia is jumping around spraying bottles with Kyle. She's like spraying sheets or something. Yeah. She's like, it's real work, I've spraying these bottles. And he's like, oh my God, you are disgusting.
But I like it. That's the get out of jail free phrase for gays. So then Natalia's like, well, I recently was just working in the Kimberleys in Australia as a sole stew, and it's very lonely. So you just, you know, like you have to take on every single department, service, laundry, nanny, spray bottle exercise instructor, you know?
It's like when my parents made me separate all the cans of food by alphabetical order. It was so lonely, and that's why I'm yachting.
We were poor growing up. We didn't have any money, so all we had as a game was separate the cans. My favorite game.
So the captain's doing windows, and Natalia, oh, sorry, we already did this. So now it's 12:06 a.m., and they all go to bed, basically. And Natasha and Dave are in their bunk, and she's like, would you like a hug then? They do a little fist bump hug thing. So then it's morning. I hate this sound effect more than any other sound effect, the iPhone alarm, because that's my alarm. I use the basic alarm, I'm a basic bitch. And every time I hear it, dun-dun, 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 ugh, stop.
Yeah, I don't use the basic ones, therefore I'm not traumatized. Because, because if you hear your alarm anywhere, you can hear it through any sound. Like, you know, if you ever go to a restaurant, like back in the, before iPhones, when you had like actual alarm clocks, and my alarm clock would go off, it had a specific tone and a cadence. And there have been restaurants where they have the same alarm for like their oven or something. And I'm like, I hear it through all the noise. It just pierces right through.
Yeah. I hear it. And then it's like Pavlov's dog, you know, like you hear that same sound. And so I do the same thing I do every morning, which is shut the fuck up. Fuck you. To the phone. So I'm just screaming at the TV. They need to change the effect. Oh, God. So everybody gets up and starts working, and the captain goes into the galley, and it's, like, perfectly organized. And she's like, wow, he is incredible.
I know. And then, by the way, when Dave woke up, he was like, would you like me to bring you some coffee? He says that to Natasha. And she's like, yes, please. So then he brings her coffee, and then, like, now it's a little bit later, and Natalia's like, well, you're going to have a coffee? And Natasha's like, Dave brought me one when I was asleep. He was like, here you go. And she's saying it as if, like, he didn't ask her, do you want a coffee? She's making it sound like he just voluntarily brought it as a gesture. And I'm like,
yeah, she's living in a Jane Austen novel. Yeah. She's like, she's so, like, little hearts come out. It's like, Dave brought me coffee. And Tali is like, so is this early love? How long did you work? How long did you work with him? And she's like, oh, whatever. We're just great mates. So she tells us, I just got out of a relationship before coming here. It's not nice worrying about someone else. But, you know, oh, no, she says, it's nice not having to worry about someone else. Just like, yes, this time we can bone and we don't have to be secretive about it.
Yeah. We'll see how that works out.
You go. You get you some chef.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
So then Jason is like carrying a million boxes and Sandy is like, hey, thanks for working so hard. And he's like, that's what we're here for. And it cuts to Regan just yawning somewhere like, ha da 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 da.
And then he has to bring in the floating dock. Okay, so the floating dock is delivered. It's huge, right? Huge and it's boxes. Folded up, but it's really heavy. And Regan sees it. She goes, oh, you have to carry that on your own, you know, but we're short of hands. And she just walks off and smokes.
Yeah, she's just like, you're going to have to carry it. You know that you have to carry that, right? Like, I'm not going to help. So he like picks this thing up and he puts it on his shoulder. And Sandy's watching and is like, look at that kid all by himself. Wow. I wonder if he knows the joke about the beets. Oh, such a good joke.
Oh my God, he's stressing out so hard his toenails turned purple. It's crazy. Where's the bosun?
So Captain Sandy goes out there and she's like, wow, you know, I'm always here to help. That's me, Captain Sandy, changing your life, you know, one floating deck at a time. Why does it smell like blueberries out here? What is that? Reagan's just like
just vaping. So then inside, Natalia and Kyle are making a bed and she's like, did you tuck the sheets? And he goes, she basically is like, did you tuck? You know, regarding the sheets. And he goes, what do you mean? It's all out. All joking aside, I came out last year in March. Like, what? What was that transition into like personal exposition?
Yeah, he's like, I just came out. She goes, no way. And he goes, bubble. Serious. Yeah. Bible. So he tells us that, you know, in South Africa, it's not really a popular thing to be homosexual, which, you know, crazy different than how I grew up. God, I remember the parties they threw me.
Yeah. And he was in a 12-year hidden relationship and was like damaged by the secrecy of it all. And he's like, but I use humor to disarm and like, don't look at, you know, people because I'm funny. They don't look at me like, oh, there's a gay guy in front of me. I see a funny guy in front of me. I'm like, well, I would see a funny gay guy in front of me.
Welcome to gay psychology. I know, 101.
I felt bad because I didn't want to burst his bubble, but I'm like, welcome.
Welcome to the template for all of us, yeah. Sir.
You're not so, the first.
Kyle is saying that he wants to get married and have kids, but no rush, obviously. No rush. I mean, I'm extreme.
And Tali is like, all right then, so you want me to put the condoms in your bed? So then she tells us, she's like, oh, this is Natasha, I think, who says this. She's like,
I love classes, beauty, bartending, yes. Flair. I tried to do flair, but I dropped the shaker on the floor. So ever since then, I don't do flair.
Which I guess is like the Tom Cruise,
yeah,
you know, from cocktail bartending, where you're just throwing shit up in the air.
Yeah, because they showed some like videos of her like trying it out in like some sort of high school gymnasium. And then because she's in the process of making blue raspberry shots with Jolly Ranchers in them. I mean, they look disgusting to me, but I was like, you know, I know I'm the outlier on this one. So then there's like all these provision boxes that need to be put away, but they're like all over the place. So Kyle is like, you know, wherever you find a hole, fill it with something.
Mm-hmm. I didn't mean it that way.
Oh. I'm just a funny guy, not a gay guy.
So now it's time to change into whites and everything. And the guests are arriving and everyone's, you know, rushing to finish. Oh my God. So Billy, the main guest, we just see him walking up and he's kind of like a Fred Flintstone.
Yes. Type. No, Barney. He's like Barney. I'm sorry. Well, but
I would give him a Fred.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's more of an alpha type, you know, like a Fred.
True.
Is that supposed to a bunny? So he's like, decadence, please. I was like, oh no. Yeah. That's my worst nightmare coming down the dock right now.
Billy is awful. So I've definitely met Billy at a party. Not him actually, but his type. Like I've definitely the sort of person where you're talking to them and then they just say something so mean to you out of nowhere, and because they think it's like it's their way of dealing with their own insecurities. Like, he would be the type, Ronnie, that if we were at a party and said, so what do you do? And be like, oh, we have a podcast to talk about The Real Housewives. Oh, really? Those shows are such trash. I can't believe you guys actually do that.
Yeah, it's a Billy. So the captain's like, welcome to the motor yacht home. Our goal is to make it your home and the best holiday ever, which normally doesn't really happen at your home, but if it did, it would be called home, right? Am I right? Hey, can I get a home? What? Like, stop trying to make home happen is the dumbest name for a fucking yacht I've ever heard.
It is terrible. I hate that it's called home. Yeah. So then they
make
all
it homo, you know, just change the vowel at the end. I mean, at least that's interesting. I'd be like, what? Well, let's go get into that homo.
And then if you're afraid to get on the boat, you're homophobic. No homo. So then
no one could ever turn down a charter. Well, we're going to put you on the homo. Oh, hell no. I'm not going on a homo. Oh, really? Because you know, I'm going to sue you now.
That counts as hate speech. That counted. You're fired from being a guest.
You said that on a dirty floor. Okay, do not pass school. Go straight to jail. Okay.
So everyone goes on their boat tour, and then meanwhile, there's all the luggage. Rick gets like, Jason, can you grab this one? He's like, has to take everything, and she has like one bag, and she's like, touches the handle. She's like, I can't carry that.
Yeah, nah, I'm not gonna do it. Yeah, she's fucking terrible. You know, she is really fucking terrible.
I was rooting for her because, you know, I'm always rooting for, you know, like a female bosun. I'm like, yeah. And she's got a witness protection wig, which is unexpected. I'm like, yeah, I want her to be like kick ass. And I'm like, oh, she's bad.
Yeah, she sucks. And it makes, you know, she's bad when you're like, well, Malia never would have done that. Malia would have always tried as hard as she could. I was like, now I'm going to be standing up for Malia this whole season. What the hell does this show do to my brain?
Yeah. So now, so they get all the manage to get the luggage on board, and the guests are like, wait, there's Natasha and Natalia. Okay. And then they're pulling up the lines, and Sandy's like, in this marina, the current really pushes the vessel to starboard, and these dolphins, unlike last season, they don't pull them apart from me. I mean, they're really close together. I mean, I'm gonna Captain Glenn this one up if I'm not careful, if you know what I'm saying.
But they make it, so it's like, dun, dun. So then the chef is going over his prep sheet and getting ready to cook, and he's telling us, yeah, you know, I follow a prep sheet, but I don't follow recipes because, you know what, I know it needs sour, sweet texture, earth. It's like throwing a ball against a wall. Can I do this? Catch it. Can I not do this? Drop it. It's like I can envision it. Like, okay, first of all, you're throwing balls against a wall really doesn't work in the kitchen. Okay. Yeah. You're making a fucking mess, sir. Okay. And I don't need your self-help bullshit when you just put an entire cinnamon stick in something and then serve that to people. Because that doesn't work in a ball game either.
Listen, just make your deviled eggs and get on with it. So
take off your shirt. Just take off your shirt so I can properly sexually harass you, okay?
That's violation. I hope you were on a clean floor when you made that comment, Ronnie. By the way, so we already can tell Billy is going to be a prick, let's be honest, because he's like, why am I waiting in line to take a picture with my fiance? He's basically like sarcastic, but really like means it. Like, you know, he in his mind, he's like, whenever there's someone, if I want to take a picture with my fiance, everyone has to clear out of the way for me. I get priority. Like, you know, that's really what's going on in his mind.
I mean, I guess I'll wait for everyone to cheers because, like, everyone doesn't have their drink yet. Totally kidding. Not kidding. Kind of serious. But whatever. Shut up, Billy the fuck. Yeah. That's what I wrote. Billy the fuck. Yeah. What a fuck. I hate this guy.
He is
so
awful.
Rick and, is making Josh now do the ropes, heave the ropes. And he's like, listen, I'll do it, but I've been lifting more than everybody else today, and that's why I'm low on energy. And she goes, oh, you're not used to having such big long lines, are ya? And he's like, yeah, I'm going to pretend you didn't say that. Okay.
He's like, I'm going to bite my tongue. So his version of biting his tongue is that they go down into the crew mess, and she tells them they're eating, and he's like exhausted, and she goes, you got to get the toys out. Cheer up. He's like, well, I like how you have all this energy now that you're not lifting heavy stuff. Like, oh, I can't lift this bag. It's too heavy. Well, too bad. Lift it. I'm like, damn, that's your boss you're talking to. Not wrong. And she's your boss.
Well, with that bag, I'll not be able to lift it myself. And he goes, okay, yeah, so it's all on me. She goes, yeah, because our deckhands didn't come. And he's all pissed about this is not going to work for anybody. Like, you have to be able to lift something to do the job.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, what the hell, lady? So,
and then, coming up, I'm certain I said no cinnamon on my preference sheet. It's my favorite teaser of the season so far.
No cinnamon.
So, Sheffy does like a crazy overkill for lunch, right? He serves them a family style buffet Italian lunch. So, he serves them so much food. Like, yeah, it's just plate after plate after plate. So Natasha comes over and she's like, well, I could do one if you want one, but I don't want to be one of those haggard, you know, one of those haggard chief stews. And like, ew, your wine skills suck. And like, they just kind of shoot her down or whatever. And then the anchor comes down, and then poor Jason hits his ankle on something, you know, because I think that's going to be the running thing with Jason is just being wounded.
Yeah. So the guests are now eating a soup, and Billy, of course, is dramatic. He's like, it's very achoo, peppery. It's very peppery. Yeah. I'm like, okay, listen, you're not freaking Woody Woodpecker, okay? Like, this dramatic sneeze over pepper that only happens in cartoons. I'm sorry.
Yeah, especially when it's pepper in something.
Yeah, you did not just get like walk into a cloud of pepper. There was black pepper in the soup, and you're not gonna
right.
Ha-choo!
And also, everybody else loves the food. It's only him. Every time he serves something, it's a bitchy complaint. So then the octopus comes. It looks beautiful. Everyone's like, oh my God, this is amazing. He's like, ew, making these faces. So then he eats it, and everyone's like, this is so delicious. And he goes, I mean, how do you make seafood without lemon?
And then meanwhile, Sandy's like, Regan, you need to put the toys in the water. And then you see Regan turn to Jason and go, you have to get the toys in the water. He's like, fuck you.
Do the torture say. So now we get 12-hour braised beef cheeks, right? And Billy's like, ew. Like, he's looking, and I'm like, gross, beef cheeks too. It's like, dude, are you going to be not a dick about one thing? That God, I hate people like this guy.
Oh, he's terrible. He thinks that, like, by being, like, overly critical, that actually means that he's discerning. But it's actually not quite the same thing.
Yeah, you just look like trash, dude. So then his husband's like, there's cinnamon in this. And he's like, oh, well, I'm 130% sure I have said no cinnamon on my preference sheet. This has cinnamon. Kyle, I'm sorry, Kyle. And Kyle's like, no, don't be sorry. Tell me these things. I need to know. Talk to me. He goes, well, I mean, pretty sure it's on my preference sheet, so I kind of already did talk to you. I mean...
He's being such a dick. So then Kyle goes and tells the chef, and then you see outside upstairs, we hear Billy say, I mean, when have you ever cooked beef with cinnamon? I'm like, there's like
all the time. Like, Morocco's on the phone.
Hello. I was about to say, hello. Have you ever heard of Middle Eastern cooking? I mean,
any Asian cooking at all? What the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, like, it was just such an ignorant thing to say. And I just love how, I just love when idiots like this charter these boats, and then they like to act like they are doyens of high class experiences, and they don't know shit.
When you're a waiter, and all the waiters will get this, when you wait on somebody like this and they order like the most expensive glass of wine on the menu, you know, they'll order like the $30 glass of wine, and then you bring it over so they can taste it. And I used to love, and I know a lot of waiters do this. Sorry, people who aren't waiters who are going to be horrified. Just pour the cheapest ass table shit piss wine and watch them swirl it around, sniff it deep, and then go, oh, yes, this is it. The pepper with the tannins, with the bit of, and just watch them monologue and jerk off all over the table when you know that they're just so full of shit. I mean, there's nothing more liberating than that. I wish I could wait on him.
Yeah, I wish you could wait on him too, because he's so terrible. I'm like still so mad that he's like disgusted at the notion of beef with cinnamon. Like, it's fine if you don't like cinnamon, but like to be shocked that beef is ever cooked with cinnamon when it's actually so delicious. It's like such a wonderful pairing. I mean, just like, oh God. So
he's like, I need to see the primary preference sheet. That's what I need to do. So Natalia?
Natalia. It's going to be a problem. It's Natalia. So, I just started writing Talia and Tasha because I'm like, I can't do Nats. I have to take the
Nat. That's what I've done. But I say Natasha goes over it with him and then I have Talia having a line. So
it's
confused.
Talia because she's trying to write down cinnamon and she's like, oh, I can never spell cinnamon. What? How do you do
cinnamon,
that?
Cinnamon. So the chef is like, oh, Gold, the first lunch is super important because it sets the tone. And there's no ground cinnamon, to be fair. It's just cinnamon sticks. It's aromatic. I mean, I guess you just can't please everyone, but I don't want to fight. You know, as Tina Turner once said, I don't want to fight no more. So if you don't like it, I'm just going to keep going until you do like it.
Yeah. I'm assuming he meant that he just had like some cinnamon sticks in the braise, right? But that being said, he's like, it's not cinnamon, it's just cinnamon sticks. I'm like, well, that's cinnamon flavor.
Still. But then he gets another plate and he's like, yeah, he must have been cooking the same thing with cinnamon, but it is better. So then, by the way, is this where we find out? He did not have no cinnamon on his preference sheet.
He did not.
It was not on there. So all of this, and that motherfucker didn't even write it down in the first place. What a shit.
So then the girl's like, I feel like we should be in the water. So now it's time to get the toys out. But there's something with this boat where like the toys are in the hull and they have to be loaded up in the bow and then they brought to the front and to the aft or something like that.
This is crazy. Who designs a boat like this? It's like the craziest shit. They have to bring the boats up. Then they have to lift them up with an actual lift. Like put them on a rope.
Yeah.
And lift them and put them in the water and then get into the water to take them to the front. I mean, that's just some bad boat design. Okay.
Yeah. I don't understand why you spent all this effort to make a weirdly functioning boat. Like every other yacht we've seen, there's like that butthole that opens up and then the right, I forget what it's called.
Let's just go with butthole. I love
butthole. The boathole. But it is, you know, it's like a butthole and it's like the swim club or whatever they call it. I don't know. This is a stupid boat. Stupid boat for stupid people.
So now Billy is talking to Reagan because the captain's been like, okay, well, go ask him what they want to do today. So Reagan does. And Billy's like, do you have those things that you hold on the handles? Ski-doos? Yeah, ski-doos. Paddleboards? No, the ski-doos. Paddleboards? Surfboards? No, ski-doos.
Yeah.
And she got it at first and then she just digressed, I guess, because she didn't want to have to get out the ski-doos.
No, I think that she said the ski bobs or ski doos or whatever. And then she's like, and she goes, so you don't want the stand up paddle boards or the kayaking? He goes, no, that sounds like way too much exercise. And he goes, oh, and also the jet skis too. And then she's like, okay, sure. She like makes some, she's like hesitant for a moment because I think she's like thinking like, okay, I've got to figure out how to do this or whatever. But she like lets the process show on her face and she's like, okay, cool. And then she walks off and then he starts spiraling. He goes, well, she looked a little apprehensive. I'm not sure she's my favorite. I'm like, okay. He's clearly one of these, he's like deeply insecure. So now he feels like he's been rejected by her on some level. So now he is going to go on a hate campaign against her when all she did was like pause for a moment. And like, she sucks for sure at her job, but like, he was like, it wasn't at this level.
Yeah, no. He's too much. And he's bitching to Kyle. He's like, yeah, apprehensive. That's what she was. He's like, no, no. She's always like just making sure it's right. And he goes, no, no. Yeah, she's not my favorite. So then they're getting the skidoos out, okay? And they're finding out that they have to lower them into the water and all this bullshit. So then Kyle's like, are you okay? And he's like, well, no, because like I asked a simple question and then she gave me stank face. And guess what? I don't need stank face. You've got enough fucking stank face on your own. I mean, like, I guess you don't need any extra, but you are all stank face all the time.
Literally like a minion with stank face right now. I mean, that's just... Yeah,
he's a minion.
He's like a minion with
stank
face.
He's a terrible, sour minion. He's like a minion with a terrible personality.
Like, he literally just gives everyone stank face, and when he gets like the hint of a stank face in return because of his stanky requests, he's like all shocked. It's ridiculous. And he's like, and Reagan's my enemy.
He just keeps
right now.
Going. He's like, don't give me attitude. I mean, Reagan, like, if you're going to be a stupid bitch about it, then I'll show you. I'm going to show you, fucking stupid.
And he's got this big glass of wine that he's just like muttering to himself over the railing. Ugh, gross.
And then it just cuts to like, there's this one random gay in a caftan who really only exists to give like generic gay responses. And they just cut to him and he goes, that's not fun.
So then the captain's like, what's going on? He's like, well, the guest is very annoyed. And she goes, and rightfully so, am I right? Let me talk to him. I'm sure I won't enrage him at all with this completely condescending moment. Come on, I'll show you how to do it. Billy, what's happening here? He's like, I'm annoyed with Reagan. Like, I don't want to be a drama queen. And she goes, oh, you're not a drama queen. I'm not finished. Because on the preference sheet, it says, slide out at all times. Show me where the slide is. Where's the slide? Where is the slide? And she goes, oh, yeah, I know. Guess what? We don't have one. It's held in customs. He's like, oh, well, there's that. Then fine. Then make up for it. You know what I'm saying? Make up for it. Okay. Someone just push him over the side. Say, here's your fucking slide. Okay. We've changed it to a free fall. Bye, bitch.
I agree completely. This guy, monster, a total. I feel so bad for all the customer service people because, you know, like when you compare this guy to that guy Chuck, who's on Below Deck Sailing, Chuck was like the worst of all the worst. The one maybe redeeming quality for him, which I even shudder to say that, is that at least Chuck doesn't pretend to even be nice. But Billy, you know, he tries to be like, he does the fake nice thing, but he's like a vicious monster. He's just as bad as Chuck, but he tries to be like, hi, yeah, I just don't really like this. But then, like, the real monster comes out. And, like, he wants a slide out at all times. I guarantee they put the slide out at all times. He goes down at once. And then he's like, that hurt my thighs. I'm not going to do it anymore.
He just knows that it's a pain in the ass for them because he watches Below Deck. Like, yeah. Anyone who comes on the show watches it, right? So he knows that the biggest dreaded thing is the slide. So he's like, slide out at all times. It's like, wow, you're so powerful, Billy. And he goes, oh, yeah, I'm a customer service guy. Oh, okay. So you're like a bitchy customer service guy getting his revenge? Like, who are you? Shut up, Billy. And he's like, it's not that she's rude. She's just not like warm and fuzzy. I need like a warmer and fuzzier.
And Sandy's like, I am really sorry, and you have every right to tell me that. Now, I have a question. Have you ever thought about bundling a landline with your internet? Just trying to help here, diffuse the situation.
Don't try to customer service me, bitch. Sorry, got me there right again. But I have to tell you, Billy, fun time, Billy. Drinking and wave running, that's not going to happen, so I'm going to have the crew take you. He's like, ah.
Yeah, he's so mad. So then Sandy's like moving some stuff around on the deck, and Billy's like, wow, you're like, Sandy, you're like very hands-on. And she goes, this is how I started. I didn't just start driving a boat. Hey, did you hear the one about the beat? Don't beat a root. Can't beat a root. That's something goes, hey, Dave, can you come out here for a second? Can you do the beat thing again for me? Thanks.
So now they have to unpack these guests and iron all their shit, you know, because they're these people. And Jason and Reagan are driving the drunk-ass guests around, and Billy's on the back of Jason, and the gay in the caftan's like, glad Reagan's not with Billy. He hits her. They all start laughing.
Exactly. Exactly. So then now Dave's preparing dinner.
God, another Oliver Twist monologue for dinner. Jeez.
In case you're wondering what goes into his meals, it's like, my mom and dad didn't have any money, and at the age of 13, I just worked as hard as I could, washing pots at a busy restaurant, sweeping the floors, throwing bowls at walls, all the shit jobs, that's what I did, and then I went to Mount Everest, but that's another side story.
Which is why I'm making lobster tail. Like, okay, great story.
Yeah.
So 2 hours till dinner, and it's like, meat is being cut, glasses are being knocked over almost.
Yeah, and so now the guests are gathering, and Billy's like, am I the only one wearing a suit tonight? You guys are trash. And he is the only one in a suit. So, you know, he's like super self-conscious, and he's like angry, so he's going to make life hell for everyone else because he's just that sort of trashy person himself.
Bella. By the way, I just coughed really hard, but I pressed the mute on my Skype, but I forgot that this records into just a regular track. So I'm sorry, everybody, for just coughing in your face.
Oh, I was about to say, I didn't hear it at all.
Yeah, but I muted it, so it'll be on my recording, but not the one that you get, so everyone's going to still hear the cough. Sorry, everybody. I really let it go, too. I was like, you know what? I'm going to extra cough. I was like, blah! Blah! It's like, do you have anything else to cough? Sure. Blah! Sorry, everybody. That was really obnoxious. I understand your one-star review. Go give it right now.
Well, Ronnie, it's just, you know, it's not that you're, like, rude. It's just that, like, you're not warm. And, like, I'm a customer service guy, and if you're going to cough in my face, like, that's disrespectful to me and my charter experience.
Okay, so let's see. Why is this 5 hours long? Because like, nothing happens on this show. No,
in this case, things do happen because Billy is a fuckface, and he's triggering me because, like I said before, I've dealt with Billy types at parties before, and they are so cruel because they have not figured out their own shit in life. So he is now. Sarah has made not Sarah. She gets Sarah energy. Her name's not Sarah. Natasha. Doesn't Natasha feel like she should be named Sarah? I want to name her Sarah. Are you copying?
All right, stick with Sarah. I was just thinking it over. I was like, is she Sarah?
She looks like Sarah. Like, I just like organically wanted to call her Sarah out of nowhere.
I definitely agree that she's not necessarily a Natasha. Like, I think of Natasha's as like stronger and not someone who's like, oh, I don't want to be mean to people. Like, I think of Natasha as, you know, like trying to kill Bullwinkle or whatever. Like, I think of them as like really strong. So I agree she's not a Natasha. I'm not sure about a Sarah. I'm not feeling it.
Yeah.
But. I'll keep my receptors open.
So she's made this big tablescape that's like lots of scattered pebbles, but the table has got like light in it or something. Like, it's just like a lot of crystals.
Blue lights. It's like little blue lights glowing all over. And so Billy sits down and he goes, hey, Sarah, change the lights to not this.
Yeah. And then he's just like sipping his espresso martini. And then Miz and Storm are on the way, and they're in like the water taxi. And they're playing Rochambeau for some reason, or Rock, Paper, Scissors.
It's cracking up like he's still a child.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, I hope we have some chalk so when everybody goes to bed, maybe we can do a little hopscotch. What do you say about that? So the steak is served, and of course, Billy, being Billy, hates it. And he's like, Kyle, so this is like a little more rare. So like, if you could cook this a little bit more, stupid face, why are you even alive? Take it back. I cannot believe I just sent that back.
Yeah, it's like Wagyu beef, and he wants it basically cooked gray.
Yeah.
And Dave obviously is unhappy. And so meanwhile, Z and Storm finally get on board. And this other girl are like, hey, Billy, did you already finish yours? Why don't you have a plate? And he goes, I had a plate. It wasn't medium.
So he gets it back, and at least he likes this, you know? So he finally found something he likes. So then Storm meets Sandy, and Z talks about how it's like breaking out of prison, being out of quarantine. And so she's showing them around the boat and stuff, and we meet Storm, and he's like the big dumb mustache guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm a dead bag pirate. Some people don't enjoy me, and that's okay. If everyone likes you, you're doing something wrong. It's like, ooh, rebel beard, rebel Luigi, bring it.
I know, we've had like a run of very self-consciously mustachioed people on Below Deck recently, because we had the guy, I forgot his name, on regular Below Deck, who had like the handlebar mustache. And then we had Lloyd last season, who had a mustache. We have this guy with his mustache. No one on Below Deck Sailing had a mustache, so I'm grateful. I'm not opposed to mustaches. I just feel like on Below Deck, it's very much like, I'm going to be on TV, and I want to show that I'm wacky. I'm going to grow a mustache.
Well, it's just that on this show especially, it's just never a mustache. It's always like, yeah, I have a mustache because yeah. I don't give a fuck. Or like, there's always like some like baggage that comes along. It's a baggage mustache.
It is a baggage mustache. It's
you know, so it's like, annoying.
Well, the mustache has to do with some heavy lifting because it also is like substituting as personality too.
Yes, yes. So then dessert is served and Billy just looks at it like, and Storm and Natalia meet in the hallway. They pass in the hallway. And she's like, oh my God, Storm is freaky. Which tells you all you need to know about her, really.
Yeah, to be honest. So then Storm and Z are putting away provisions because all those boxes are still out. And Z talks about how he and Storm are like childhood friends. And they played against each other in like water polo or something. And that Storm has had that mustache since he was like 13 or whatever. So, you know, just so I guess the TLDR on Storm is that he's like hasn't progressed much since he was 13. That's the story.
Now, I don't know how I never got into drag because this job seems fucking perfect for me. You just basically show up and hate everybody to their face. So the drag queen comes and she's just like, argh! And they're like, here's the boat. And she's like, all right, don't even turn on any music. Does like some cartwheels, does the splits, but it's like very aggressive. You know, it's like, and splits and humps the floor. And it's like, okay, bye, sign my check.
Well, sorry, I gotta
check. I hate all you people.
I got a gig at Popeye Village tomorrow at 7 a.m. Gotta get out of here. So, no one's having a better time than Natasha, who has planned this party, and she said, and she's like, my strong point is theme parties. Growing up with no money in West Yorkshire, my grandma would treat me and my sister to trips to the theater, and it felt like electric to me. To be able to entertain guests, to make other people feel that way is how I felt as a child. It's just magic. I'm like, okay. I'm sorry. It's a drag show. I'm like, it's a drag show on a yacht. I like, this is the tie to going to the theater with grandma as a child feels very tenuous.
You're not recreating any magic, Stephen Sondheim. Okay? Calm down over there, cats. It's like you put on a funny wig to be a man for service. No one's leaving this like, you know what? That changed my life. That was magical.
It reminds me of being, having no money and growing up, and grandma would take me to the theater and I would escape to a different life. And then one time I walked into a wardrobe and I was in a different kingdom and there was a lion. It's like, okay, okay.
So hiring a drag queen, I finally gave back. You're welcome, grandma. So then, you know, now it's time to clean up and everything, and everyone's going to bed. And so Kyle and Tasha are doing the table. They're taking down the table. Mm-hmm. And he's like, so how long have you and Chef been saying it's have extreme? And she's like, we know. He goes, oh, bullshit. You small and idiot. Look at you.
Yeah, he is trying to, like, be like, I figured it out. So she talks about previous relationships on boats. She's like, growing up without any money. Oh, wait, no, I already did that one. But she talks about
growing up with no money. I'd have to sneak around and have relationships around the house with my toys.
But she says that the best part about a relationship on a boat is that you can blow off steam and trust that person not to say anything to anyone. I'm like, Have you seen?
Have you watched Below Deck? And then we learn, then this is where we really learn about her. Because she goes,
being alone, I get very lonely. I shouldn't think like that, but I do.
Crazy. This lady's fucking crazy. So she goes to bed and Dave's in there. He's like, hello. She goes, you want a screw? And he's like, yeah.
So then it's the next day and Tasha and Dave are hugging in bed like in the morning, and she's like,
you're gonna really like it when I'm naked.
And he's like, are you naked? She's like, yes.
So then the captain has got a bug up her butt. She's like, hey, wait a minute. Where's my anchor watch schedule? Every bosun should have a watch schedule day one. Where's your schedule? Reagan, Captain Sandy, Reagan, Captain Sandy has just changed your life. How could you pay her back like this? Reagan, where's your schedule? I need a schedule. She's like, I'm writing it down today. I'm getting up this morning. Then Z's going to get up. Then I'm going to tell Jason to carry something really heavy. And then we're going to take a break and I'm going to laugh at Jason for being sore in his back. Then we'll do it.
She says, listen, you have the tender should have been in the water already. You've got two deckhands. Toys. ABT. Always be toying. Okay. Priority. Tender. Wave runners. In the water. Toys. Clean floors. No sexual harassment. A beat joke here and there. But toys. End of the day. Toys.
And then your schedule. So she goes out and she's like, then we see Talia and she's serving breakfast to the guests and she's holding two juice pitchers in front of her chest. And she's like, hey, you like what you see with these jugs? You like these jugs? Yeah, you like them, boys? And they're like,
So then now they're putting all these tender in the water and like Carlos and Ray are helping out. There's just all this pandemonium. And because like the tender has to go up and there's lines that have to be held and Reagan's just barking. She's like, hold it tight,
Jason Storm, hold it tight.
I'm turning her into Daisy, but I'm still trying to figure out her voice.
So they finally get this boat in the water, but the problem is the stabilizers aren't working. Dun, dun, dun. So the boat starts tilting over, like it starts falling over because all this weight has just left one side of the boat. And Luigi is just driving along, and it's kind of like that meme where it's the little girl and she's just smiling at the camera and behind her the village is burning down.
yeah
it's like that, like the boat's about to capsize and this guy's just oblivious, like, yeah, isn't this the life?
Yeah, and everything is falling over, like all like the bar, just like everything in the bar just rolls off of it except for the red vines. The red vines are just like on the floor being like, well, I landed, I don't know why you guys are still rolling around. And then it's just like it's very Below Deck sailing yacht, but it's not cool because it's not a sailing yacht, so it shouldn't be doing this. But I'm happy for it because then I hear one of the girls goes, one of the guests goes, are we crashing? What's happening? I'm like, you deserve this fear right now. This is worth it.
You know
it.
What? Birds of a feather flock together. Everybody on this boat seems nice besides Billy, but when you hang around a Billy and the lightning strikes him and you're nearby, you're going to get it too. Yeah. Don't hang around a Billy, okay? Those people are toxic. Get them fuck away from you.
Yeah, this terrifying moment is all worth it just to see the fear on Billy's face, which I hope we do get to see.
Well, that brings us to the end of Below Deck Mediterranean.
That is it. Thank you all for being here. We'll be back later this week with recaps of Beverly Hills, Girls Trip, Southern Charm, etc. So we'll catch you there. And don't forget, Mondays we got Take a Seat on Spotify Live. So if you missed it, it's available on demand. So thanks everyone for being here.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels,
Dana C. Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica 500 Days of Summers. The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, it's Jennifer Corcoran.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Capsewell.
Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez. Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
Be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.